Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. We're just seconds away from a conversation about worker compensation insurance with Tracy Gonzalez and Ned Flynn from Arion. Now, it's a topic that should interest every single business person listening right now, because how you deal with workers' comp can have a direct impact on employee recruitment and retention. Stay with us. Arion HR, coming up next. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Tarot International, training for success in communication, interpersonal skills, and executive presence, all research-based. Learn more at tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. And again today, we bring you valuable information about business. And with us from Arion HR is Ned Flynn and Tracy Gonzalez. This is about the 400th time that Ned's been with us. Welcome back, Ned. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be back.
How you been?
Been good.
You've been busy.
Been busy.
Yeah, I know. I kind of try to keep up with Ned, and Ned is traveling all over the United States, working with your Arion partners all over, I suspect.
Yes. I mean, I think you know a big part of our business is senior living,
right?
And we've had a lot of growth in that market. There's been a lot of changes in the players in that market, and we were typically more of a regional. You know, the markets we're in are, you know, Iowa and Kansas City and Denver, but our senior living business takes us pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, and that's one of those businesses that expands. Tell us just real briefly about that senior living business. What do you do for senior living communities?
Well, you know, I want to make sure we categorize it correctly, because the senior living market is really broken up into, you know, the independent living.
Right.
And then there's assisted living,
correct?
Memory care, and then nursing care. And we really, I'm sitting here next to our risk director, so we really play in those first three, the independent living, assisted living, and then just small percentages of the memory care.
Mm-hmm.
Would be part of an overall unit. The nursing care is where you kind of get into the more...
Well, there's a lot of more regulations, more needs, and there are more needs. Do you guys work? I'm sorry to go down this rabbit hole, but I'm really interested. I used to be the president of a CCRC a long time ago, a continuing care retirement community. Do you have those in your?
We've got several CCRCs,
and
we play in both the private market and the
non-for-profit
market.
And what do you do for them?
We essentially, you know, they end up being very large clients, but each community really operates like an independent business.
Mm-hmm.
And many of these owner-operators that we do business with, you can manage them as a portfolio. So they look like smaller businesses, each community. So, and we essentially become their outsourced HR department, from the standpoint that we're providing, you know, the processes and the systems that they use throughout their organization to get consistency of practice, control their liabilities, reduce their costs, increase their operational efficiency. And then our HR people are, you know, in that market, there's a real demand for talent.
Oh boy. Yes, there is.
And they're competing every day to get the right people. Every conference we go to, they talk about,
yes,
how do we get the right people. So we spend a lot of time on, like we talked about last time we were together, helping them build their culture, helping them have strategies to attract and retain top talent. So
it all matters.
Yep.
It all matters. Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from Arion HR. We went down a rabbit hole there. I was just interested, you know, because that's part of my past, and I always like to find out what's going on.
It's one of my favorite rabbit holes, so
yeah,
thank you.
That's all right. Tracy Gonzalez is with us as well. Tracy is a return visitor to the Business News Hour. Ta-da!
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're going to talk about workers' compensation insurance. And as I was leaving the office today, I was telling one of our staffers, I said, I'm going out to talk about workers' compensation. And this person's eyes crossed.
Everybody's favorite subject.
Yeah,
right.
You know, they go, oh, really? And then I explained, well, you know, if something happens to you while you're at work, this is a good thing. So you should pay attention, especially if you're an employer.
Correct.
You should be paying attention. All right, Tracy, what are we talking about today?
So last time we were together, we talked about some of the changes that were going on in Iowa in the legislature. And those changes took effect 7-1 of 17.
Yep.
You've seen some positives from them, but really won't see a lot of impact from those till the next couple of years. So just wanted to kind of put that out there. Also wanted to talk a little bit about the rate changes coming up. So there's some talk in Iowa that we're going to see some decrease in rates for the second year in a row, looking at about 9% decrease potentially. That's what's been proposed.
A 9% decrease.
What's been proposed.
That's significant.
Correct. That has not been approved.
No, but proposed. But
it's been proposed.
Now, who proposes that?
The NCCI, or the National Council on Compensation Insurance.
And that is adjudicated or decided because of?
Basically, losses.
Mm-hmm.
From about, this current one would be 2015 and 2016 losses.
So if losses are less, then the rates go down?
If losses are less and premium stays consistent or goes down, or goes up, rates will go down. So our premium has stayed consistent over the last few years.
Got it. And much of that is due to how you manage those workers' compensation claims.
It is, yes, it can be.
All right. Let's go.
So what we do, most employers, when you have a workers' compensation claim, it goes to the carrier manages it through, along with 1,000 other claims that they have. Dependent on the type of claim, they may not even reach out and contact the employee who's been injured if it's been a minor injury. So you have those and they wrap up and can be costly at times. What we do is we have three different processes, basically, that really expedite those claims and take them where they need to go and get them closed sooner and with less expense.
So what we need to make sure individuals who are listening understand, this is what you do for your clients.
Correct.
Right.
This is what
and
we
so
do
this
for
is not
clients.
Something that any business gets the advantage of having unless they
right.
are a client of
right.
Arion HR. So when you're dealing with your clients and you say, okay, there's three things that we need to do to make sure that we're on top of all this.
Right.
What
so we have point of contact within 24 hours of receiving the claim, right?
Yeah.
And we contact the injured party as well as the employer. Make sure that everyone's getting what they need. Make sure that they're getting the care that they need. We also, for every medical appointment, we contact them again within 24 to 48 hours to make sure that everyone is, again, on top of things, that they're getting the care that they need, and that if there's a return to work opportunity, that's really where you're going to see the biggest benefit. If they are able to return to work, even on restricted duty, you're going to see the life of the claim shorten and the expenses shorten. You're going to have them in the environment where they're used to being. You're going to have them engaged. And that's really what our claim specialist, that's their focus, is helping the employer work through that, helping the employer understand the benefits of it, and helping them understand how that individual can come back and contribute.
Ned, to your point, this all sounds like culture. I mean, if you are intent on being assistive to your clients, retaining these employees and getting them back to work quickly, you got to know also the culture of that company and be able to talk to the employer and the employee about what's going on. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think that's a component of the overall picture. And I want to just point out that, you know, what we do to manage claims for our clients, any employer could do it.
Sure.
I mean, what Tracy just described to you doesn't sound like rocket science. But Tracy said it before we are on the air, all three of these things say the same thing. That is communication. Communication among the injured employee, the employer, make sure they understand what's going on with the employee, keeping that contact up. Do you also talk to the providers?
If we need to, if we have a question about something, yeah, the medical providers, if we have a question about any reporting that we receive, or a visit, we talk to the medical providers. We can also have a nurse manager at the appointment if necessary. So we can ask that the carrier provide that as well.
At the end of the day, who benefits from having processes? And again, Ned, to your point, any employer can go ahead and do these things, but you have to have those processes in place and somebody to do those things, which is kind of important. At the end of the day, what's the benefit to the employee and employer?
Well, let's focus on the employee first, because you know, that's the culture piece, but it's also kind of the human piece. Tracy could, you know, a real interesting show would be some of the, you know,
well,
more
cases?
Severe injuries that Tracy has seen. And so while contacting an employee within 24 hours and ensuring they get the care that they're supposed to get is technique or tool to decrease the total cost of the claim, it's all about the health of that employee.
Sure.
And making sure that that they receive the care they need. Now, the three of us are all the same, right? So when we tweak our knee, our shoulder, or whatever, we say, hey, we're too busy, right? And to go get that taken care of, it'll get better on its own. And Tracy can tell you some of the most severe claims come from, quite frankly, a soft tissue issue that was not addressed immediately. So the person that benefits the most is that employee. The employer benefits because we're workers' compensation. We kind of glossed over it, but while the overall premiums for Iowa have been proposed to decrease by 9%, the individual employer's costs are dependent on how they have performed at their business.
Sure.
And so that's...
There's all case specific.
It's employer-specific.
Employers.
What
yeah,
is
right.
your experience?
Yeah.
And so, you know, workers' compensation is one of those costs that you can't budget for. But if you had a bad year or a bad couple of years, because it looks back 4 years, then your costs could go up or down significantly.
Depending on what happened at your place of employment.
So the business could, their cost could go up or down, so they benefit. And then really that employer, the culture, the other employees. So if an employee is injured, they can't come to work. Somebody else has to pick up that work. And an employer is typically reticent to replace that employee. And so you know, others pick up that work. And so
there could be
the employee,
a productivity
the employer,
issue. There could yes. be a morale issue. There could be all kinds of things going on. One of the things that I think this is so important, and Ned just touched on it, Tracy, is, you know, we're in such a tight labor market that retention is critical for any employer.
Absolutely.
And if you can get injured individuals back sooner...
It makes a big difference for your bottom line and for your culture, as Ned was saying. It also looks good to your employees if you're doing what's right by the injured employee, and they know that and they see that. And so, from a retention standpoint, if you've got a culture where you're thinking of the human component of it, and you're making sure that your injured employee is getting what they need, and that you're also able to accommodate them and bring them back into the culture. One of the things that people forget is most of our social life is at work.
It is.
And if you exclude someone from that social aspect of their life, it can be very detrimental to them. And so if your employees see you bringing that person back in, that also helps them from that standpoint as well. So there's a lot of different components that go into it. But in today's culture of trying to keep good employees,
right.
It's one thing that kind of can slip through the cracks that really is important.
We are visiting with Tracy Gonzalez and also Ned Flynn from Arion HR. We're talking about workers' compensation insurance and claims and how to stay on top of that and what Arion HR does for their clients. Tracy, we're talking about Iowa for the most part.
Yep.
Okay, and we talked about Iowa legislation. But Arion is a national company.
Yes.
You guys are out there all over the place. So I would suspect that workers' comp insurance issues in Missouri or Nebraska or Arizona would be different than Iowa?
They can be, yes.
They can be,
yeah. Very different.
And so how do you and your team work that?
So we have a claim specialist on our team, and they are regionally focused. They do understand workers' compensation and know the laws generally and have been in the industry. We have a total of about 30 years industry experience, but they are focused in their region. So we have one individual who actually lives down in the Southeast region who focuses on Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, that area. We have one who's here with us right outside the door who's focused on the Midwest, so Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Illinois. And then we have one out in Denver who is focused on that area, so the mountain area, Colorado, New Mexico, some California. And they really are, it's their job to stay on top of the legislation and the laws in each of those regions.
Yeah, and that would be valuable for clients.
Absolutely.
Wherever. Now, what happens, okay, if my home base is in Iowa, but I have an employee working in Arizona?
They fall under the laws of Arizona.
Uh-huh.
So it's important that the individual that's taking care of them at the time understands Arizona law. And we think about that. So even if we do assign by employer, but if you have someone who's in Arizona, they're going to be taken care of by that claim specialist that knows that state.
That's important to know, because not all things are equal. In this world of workers' comp. What else is on your mind when we take a look at workers' comp from a holistic issue?
Well, the part we didn't talk about is preventative
In
safety. And quite frankly, claims management has the biggest impact on the overall cost of insurance or claims. However, safety can have, as we stated before, our preventive measures, as we stated before, some very, good cultural benefits. And like anything else, some of it is pretty common sense. And one of the things Tracy and I talk to our sales team about a lot is field underwriting. And so that you've got a good culture and a good business if you walk in and it's neat and tidy. If it looks like my children's room,
yeah, we have.
Was that out loud? I'm sorry. You're going to look at that business differently. So safety is another component of prevention, and again, it does contribute to your overall experience. But I think it probably has stronger benefits to the culture and the message you're sending to the employees about the importance of safety.
Now, Ariane doesn't do safety training, do you? Or do you?
We do consult. We have a consultant that will do safety training for some of our clients.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The reason I asked that is here in Iowa, as a matter of fact, over at the University of Iowa coming up next month is with the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council in cooperation with the Heartland Center at the University of Iowa is the Hawkeye Safety Program. And several hundred employers and employees go to that every year for an intensive day of safety training.
That's a great resource.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? We've been talking with Ned Flynn and Tracy Gonzalez about workers' compensation insurance. They are both with Arion HR. If you missed any or all of this, of course, it is all on our radio blog. We will have links to Arion HR from the radio blog as well. More coming up on the Business News Hour.